Breaking news, the Maple Leafs have parted ways with general manager Kyle Dubas. Brendan Shanahan has finally broke his silence. Let's break it all down on today's episode of the Locked On Leafs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's your team every day.
Your Locked On Maple Leafs, your daily podcast on the Toronto Maple Leafs, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello and welcome into a breaking news edition of the Locked On Leafs podcast, a daily Maple Leaf-centric podcast. So it's about myself, Mike DiStefano, and my guy, Dave Morisuti. Big news in Leafland. GM Kyle Dubas out as general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club. Dave, your thoughts, buddy. This thing, we expected to hear some news, but the fact that the news was that Kyle Dubas ain't returning, what do you make of it?
Well, I mean, even if we were kind of leaning towards there was a potential that Kyle Dubas was not going to return. But even just hearing the news and how it all came about, you're still a bit surprised about it because this is not the tone of how we were going to expect it. We didn't expect this to be, well, I mean, we kind of said that maybe when Brent Shannon was the speaker, there was going to be some news to share. But yeah, no, there's still a lot of things that were brought up today with the news and the following press conference after. There's definitely some eyebrows that were being raised with how this whole situation played out.
Yeah, well, we'll get to the press conference, and it's hard to discuss it without bringing up some of the things that was said by Shanahan. It was a very candid press conference that he had here. But what I do want to stress, what I think is important, is when you look at the press release from the Toronto Maple Leafs, this was not Dubas deciding to step away. Shanahan and the team made it very clear that it was the team that was parting ways that have chosen to move on from Kyle Dubas. The exact phrasing is the club has decided to part ways, not mutually agreed upon, which I think is definitely an interesting, angle, just because all week we've been talking about how Dubas, it's really up to him. Is he going to show up and put pen to paper? And apparently that might not have been the case, or weirdly, actually, that might have been the case a couple of days ago, but a lot has changed over the course of the week since Dubas last spoke on Monday. It sounds as though Shanahan, as recent as Wednesday, has been willing to bring Dubas back as general manager. It sounds as though Brendan Shanahan thought that Dubas was doing a good job. He evaluated and still wanted to get this guy a contract extension to bring it back to be the general manager of this club next year. And then something happened on Thursday, and he woke up on Friday, and Kyle Dubas now no longer with the organization. I mean, what do you think really was at play here? According to Brendan Shanahan, and he actually detailed the entire situation pretty well, is apparently there was a conversation that was had at the beginning of the season where he flat out came out and said, look, we're not giving you an extension. We want to evaluate you. And we'll make a decision on a later date. Kyle apparently was cool with it, took it in stride, went on to manage the season as if it didn't matter. And I would say that it didn't matter. He wasn't handcuffed. He still made a lot of necessary trades, and it wasn't a typical lame duck GM type of season. And then Shanahan also acknowledging that after the trade deadline, he thought that Kyle Dubas did what was necessary to put this team in the right direction to try and compete, win for a Stanley Cup. He felt that the team was at its best post-trade deadline and liked what he did, and apparently was ready at that point to talk contract extension with Kyle Dubas. Brendan Shanahan then says that Kyle Dubas gave him, carte blanche to chat with his manager and try and do so. And I guess all the way up until Monday, there was still the thought that Dubas was the guy that Brendan Shanahan wanted to keep around. And then Dubas had his pipe bomb press conference where he talked about the rigors that his family's been going through and how tough that was on him. Shanahan then noted in the press conference today that they had spoken about that and how tough that was, and they knew about that. But apparently something happened Thursday where Kyle Dubas, his agent, sent over a revised contract with a counterproposal to what he wanted. The financial figures were substantially higher, according to Brendan Shanahan, and that kind of left a sour taste in his mouth, it sounds like, and somewhat led to them ultimately deciding that maybe Dubas isn't in it for the right reasons. I don't know exactly what they decided, but it started to make Brendan Shanahan think twice about whether or not Dubas is the right guy for this team's future, and ultimately decided this morning that they were going to part ways, and here we are. So that is the series of events that we were told by Brendan Shanahan, and very detailed. Like, it was super detailed. What of that kind of timeline was kind of the most surprising thing to you? What popped out to you about that that timeline and what Shanny had to say at the press conference today?
Well, one thing you didn't mention was how Kyle Dubas told Brendan Shanahan that he wanted to come back. It wasn't with a phone call. Wasn't with, yes. I'm going to come to your office or let's discuss in person. This was an email. An email to say, yep, I want to be back. Now, okay, email is not like, it's not like it's communication that nobody uses. It's not like he sent it on a pigeon letter, but he sent it in an email. And I think maybe Brendan Shanahan's like, okay, I mean, not the oddest thing. Email works. Okay, he's showing me that he wants to come back. And then I think it was, all right, let's hammer out these details. And then for Dubas to come out with something that obviously an offer, a proposal that he was not expecting. Like, I know people there's a lot of commentary both ways about all this. You know, Shanahan, what he did, and Dubas, what he did. I think the idea that, okay, I want to stay, but then I'm giving you a substantially different proposal than what has already been discussed before. It sends a different message, in my opinion. Like, you can say you want to stay, but the terms of how you stay, I think, are also very important, right? It's not just, it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to show how much you want to stay. And I think that's what Brendan Shanahan ultimately saw as like, I don't think this is a guy who really wants to stay. And I think when he mentions the press conference on the Monday, and we discussed it too, this didn't sound like a GM who was totally in 100%. And when you show your employer that you're not fully committed, that to me suggests, we have to really think about this. He might want to come back, but do we want someone that's showing a little bit of the smell test just doesn't sit right here? And I think that's where Brendan Shanahan saw the writing on the wall a little bit here. Like, you know what? If Kyle's not fully on board with this, let's make this easy on ourselves and just cut bait and just, you go your way, we'll go our way.
Yeah, I do wonder though, like how much to spin this the other way, because I thought that Brendan Shanahan put on a pretty good spin job to point all the blame towards Kyle Dubas and his camp. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty blatant, spin zone PR that was going on in that press conference. And keep in mind, that's only one part of the story. Eventually, I think we'll hear, how Dubas's part of the story happens as well. So to this point, we only know, from one perspective. And I'll say this though, to kind of counteract a lot of that, when you look at it, Brendan Shanahan on as early as Wednesday believed that Kyle Dubas was the guy he wanted. He was his number one target for the general manager job for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I hope money was not what really was the holdup here.
I really,
because if that's the case, there's literally no team in hockey where money means less, like ultimately, than MLSC and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Like, if that guy wanted a couple extra million bucks to do a difficult job, and the stress and rigors of being a general manager in this market, that should not have been what was the deal breaker. Ultimately, there's got to be more to this story somewhere.
Well, and here's the thing: he didn't, and I think I don't remember who was the one that asked the question whether it was a financial decision. Of course, Brendan Shanahan is not going to say.
Even with CJ,
yeah. Like, Shanahan's not going to say, oh yeah, we just didn't want to pay the price that Kyle Dubas asked. He's not going to say that, because yeah, that's going to go over well in this market. But let's not forget that when you're discussing terms and proposals on a contract, it's not just money that gets involved, that gets traded back here and forth. There are other terms that get thrown into it, like, you know, and maybe there were some things outlined. Maybe there was something within the terms and structures of the agreement that Shanahan says, you know what, the money might be fine, but there's something within this agreement that I just can't, just doesn't sit right with me. And maybe it's just also the demands. You know, Dubas says something publicly that Shanahan probably didn't want him to say publicly, and now he's coming back with an offer well and above what maybe had been discussed before. And I think that's something that when you're negotiating doesn't usually sit well with one of the sides.
No, probably not. And I think that it does make Dubas look bad. I will totally agree to that. But again, if that is what is upset Shanahan, like it sounds almost as if it's an ego play and his ego got the best of him. And he said, you know what? I'm not letting this happen. I'm not getting walked all over here. We're going to have to part ways. There's no way that I'm giving up any control or any power, which to be honest, like Shanahan is supposed to be, you know, the head of the snake here when it comes to management. Like that is his job ultimately. So don't blame him for not wanting to give that up. And that I would assume that might be part of what the sticking points were. Like I just have a tough time thinking that this come down to money. If out of nowhere he comes back with a sizable counteroffer after, you know, talking about if he wasn't sure if he wanted to come back or not, he's playing the family card, then out of nowhere it's like, you know what, I'll come back. However, I want to come back on this, and this. It's like, where did this come from? We've been talking contract negotiations. Shanahan said all the way back dating to after the trade deadline, like months of contracts. And there was a framework that was already in place. And then out of nowhere, he comes out and he says, actually, I want this. And that's where I think ultimately the disconnect came from Kyle Dubas and Brendan Shanahan. But again, that's one side of the story. We'll have to wait and hear what the second side of the story is. But ultimately, what we do know right now is that the Maple Leafs will be looking for a new general manager. And from a couple of things that we pulled from the press conference here from Brendan Shanahan, it is more likely that it'll be somebody with experience. I believe the quote that was said was, I wrote it down here, something to the effect of, yeah, he said he's going to be open-minded on all candidates, and then he did note that a GM with experience would be an attractive quality. So, you know, that's, I guess, what we have to look for moving forward here, but we'll see. Dave, as we move ahead here, as we look back on Kyle Dubas's tenure as a general manager before we move on and talk about what is next in the coming weeks here, you know, how would you describe Kyle Dubas's tenure as a general manager? Was it a success? Was it incomplete? You know, like what would you say to describe Kyle Dubas and his time with the Maple Leafs?
Oh, I would definitely say incomplete, right? I don't think it was a failure. Like, I know some people are going to say that this whole tenure was a failure. Like, I can't see this as a failure when the team averages over 100 points in the regular season. You know, he did his best, in the circumstances to make upgrades to the team. But there were also some shortcomings as well. Well, one of them being, you know, from a guy who spent his time learning things in the AHL and development and getting the Leafs farm system up, that didn't translate to the NHL in terms of ushering in that young talent. That's something that's going to go against his record, right? You're going to look at some of the trades that he made. You know, he made some good trades. He made some trades that definitely backfired on him. Like most GMs, you're going to have your good moments and you're going to have your bad moments. Unfortunately, where people are going to bring up with Kyle Dubas, it was the inability to get past, well, first off, getting past the first round consistently enough, but also just getting the team to take themselves to the next level. it just never happened under this general manager.
It's curious. I mean, it's funny you say that, and I'm sure that will probably be brought up as the big, you know, as people eulogize Kyle and his tenure here, like how much of it is also going to be tied to the fact that, you know, he let the core four get all that big money. He's the one who signed John Tavares to that big time extension. And that's where a lot of Dubas haters, I guess, always point to was, look what happened back then, and that's why they're in the situation that they're in now. Actually, Dave, we got some breaking news.
I'm just seeing it right now, too.
Breaking news. According to Pierre LeBrun, he says, for those wondering where all this leaves Jason Spezza, hearing that he tendered his resignation from the Leafs prior to Brendan Shanahan's news conference today. So that Jason Spezza would remain in the organization going forward and maybe be a part of the process as you move along, looks like that will not happen either. It doesn't sound like it was a very amicable breakup as we now have a little bit more information here, because, you know, we spoke on the, you know, what happened between, you know, Monday and today. Like, so much happened where it was Shanny was dialed in. Dubas had to be his guy. He believed that he was his guy. And Dubas yesterday or Wednesday apparently sent an email saying, I'm in. I want to be the GM of this team. And then all of a sudden today, we sit here and that's not the case. Shanahan's moved on. And apparently Jason Spezza also said, all right, I don't want to be part of this process either if my guy Kyle is being let go. It sounds like maybe this was a more of a messier breakup than we kind of thought it was going to be, huh?
Well, I think, you know, who brought in Jason Spezza, right? Who's right, the one that first brought him to Toronto, right? And there's probably some form of, you know, loyalty in that regard. I mean, a credit to Jason Spezza if that's where his feelings lie. Like, you have to respect the decision to do that. It's unfortunate because we discussed on the episode that is now really, really out of date that we would like to see Jason Spezza kind of get an increased role with this team. But now it looks like the relationship between the two is quite strong, and maybe, you know, Spezza just doesn't want to be a part of where this is going, which is very unfortunate. It is unfortunate. I'm going to say it's a little surprising, but we wish Jason Spezza all the best of luck, and I'm sure if he wants to get another job somewhere else, there'll be teams that will definitely want Jason Spezza's, you know, what he can bring to an organization for sure. As yeah, we see the Locked On Senators give the eyes emojis to the announcement.
Oh boy, those guys over at Locked On Senators. All right, continuing with some of the takeaways from today's press conference, I guess. One thing that I also did note was that Jason Spezza did say that, you know, he's going to be leaning on Brandon Pridham as, you know, someone to, I guess, assume some of the duties that general managers typically take on at this point in the year. Again, there are 10 UFAs that are to be dealt with. There's Ilya Samsonov is an RFA. There's potential trade negotiations that have to go down. And, you know, I know for a fact that Pridham is somebody who does have a good relationships with GMs around the league, does have a good relationship with agents. And part of his duties was contract negotiations and figuring out, you know, how much can we pay people? How does it work? Blah, blah, blah. So, like, that is something that he does know how to do, I suppose. But it is interesting how he said that he'll be leaning on Brandon Pridham, you know, until they find an actual general manager, yet did not sound overly enthused when asked if he would be a candidate moving forward for the main job.
Yeah, it was surprising at first to hear Brandon Pridham's name, just because we heard obviously the rumors that there could be NHL teams looking to reach out to him. So the fact that Shanahan also never really, he said he'll be leading on Brandon Pridham, but he didn't put Brandon Pridham in an interim role either. Usually when you don't have a general manager, you usually say one guy will kind of take over the day-to-day as an interim. And we didn't really get that from Shanahan either. And part of it leads me to believe that, yeah, like Brian Pridham was someone that I believe Shanahan would have brought in initially. So this is, it's not like he's a Dubas guy. So we don't, the Leafs don't have to worry about him walking out the door. I mean, hopefully that does. I mean, if we record this and then we find out Brian Pridham is going to land somewhere else, don't blame us. We're not the jinx here. But
that's the thing, like leaning on Brandon Pridham, yet at the same time, Shanahan quite literally gave Pridham permission to speak with Calgary about their GM job.
Yes,
like
it's an interesting, and look, whoever the Leafs eventually do hire as the GM, let's say they do bring in someone from the outside, they're gonna have their own guys potentially that they want to bring in. It's not a guarantee that everyone on this staff will remain, although Brendan Shanahan did come out and make it seem as if, you know, he wants everybody on board with what they want to do, right? He doesn't want to make it seem like there's going to be sweeping changes front and down. There will be changes, no doubt. But he wants also to kind of keep the ship all running. And I guess now with seeing the Spezza news, people are probably not going to be very skeptical of how many people are certainly on board if we're seeing already people leave the ship already.
Yeah, and that is kind of the thing that's stuck in the back of people's minds. I mean, technically, we didn't hear about whether or not Sheldon Keefe will be retained. He does have one more year left on his contract, but I kind of expected for him to be part of this whole firing process as well. Like, if you're letting go of Dubas, you might as well also let go of Keefe. But sounds as if Shanahan said that whoever comes in next is going to, you know, make that decision. If he wants to keep Keith, you know, he's under contract, he can do so. Or if the new GM wants to bring in his own guy, which I think is probably most likely, then that will end up happening. When you talk about people leaving the organization, what does that mean? I guess the natural conversation goes back to how big of an offseason this truly is for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I mean, you've got the 10 UFAs that are pending. You've got an RFA goaltender who you would like to pay and bring back. And you've got three of your superstars about to get some trade protection come July 1st, with two of them eligible to sign an extension going into their final year of their deals. I mean, in your opinion, Dave, do you think that it would be advantageous at this point to have somebody come in with a fresh set of eyes who could maybe do some different things and think a different way and make those difficult, tough decisions that we haven't seen yet from this Dubas, from the Dubas contingent? Or do you think that this makes things way more complicated and difficult to get done by these dates?
Yeah, and one thing I want to stress here, like, this isn't going to be the similar thing where Kyle Dubas took over for Lou Lamoriello. Like, Kyle Dubas was already with the organization for years before he took over for Lou Lamoriello, and people say, well, now, you know, Kyle Dubas, when he had to do those contracts, he kind of got thrown to the fire. Well, no, he was a part of all those meetings initially where they probably were discussing those contracts to begin with. So it's going to be tough for a guy to come in on the outside. But let's be real here. Whoever they're bringing in likely has a good idea of the situation that's presented. And I think when Shanahan said, we want somebody, we would prefer somebody with experience, I think that was very much pointed to the fact that we want somebody that's going to be able to come in and handle this situation and knows how to navigate it. I mean, it's going to be tough. You have to look at Matthews, Nylander, and eventually Marner with how that's going to go. But I do think that that's why, you know, Shanahan made it a point to say they want someone with experience, because they're going to want someone who is definitely going to have a really good idea of how they want to navigate this.
Absolutely. So we'll see what that means. There's so much that is still up in the air. And wow, it's going to be a wild next 6 weeks here in Leafland, which is why you make sure that you're subscribed to the Locked On Leafs podcast. We will be bringing you up to date daily analysis on what's going on, because, man, did things ever get a lot more fun from a media perspective. The frenzy is just about to start. It's been a wild day, and I guarantee you this is going to continue for the next little bit until we get some more clarity on the situation. All right, we'll be back on Tuesday. There is a holiday on Monday, and we'll be back on Tuesday. And I'm hoping we'll have a couple more, you know, answers as to what's going on in the future. But we can start pondering some of it now that we know that Kyle Dubas will not be part of it. Who will be part of it? Well, those are our answers to questions that we can maybe try and get to on Tuesday's show, buddy. Before we go, any parting thoughts on what you heard, or you know, your thoughts on Dubas leaving as the general manager of the club?
Yeah, I know that a lot of people are now ready to throw, and I'm seeing it in the Discord a little bit, they're ready to throw a lot of shade at Brandon Shanahan. Like, he has to do what's best for this team, not just for individuals. It obviously doesn't look good now that when you see, you know, people, like the situation, how it's all going, but like Brandon Shanahan isn't just doing this as an ego thing. I think he truly wants to do what's right by the organization. And I think he sees that, you know what, they have to do what's right for the direction of the team. Right.
Yeah.
Like he's not doing this to satisfy whatever his own ego is. And I think people need to realize that it's not going to be pretty, but when you've been through what the Leafs have been through the last few years, I said, everything right now is a very uncomfortable situation in Toronto. So get ready to be a little uncomfortable. What's going to happen next?
Yeah. No, it's not going to be an easy couple of weeks here. I think there's a lot of moving parts here, and hopefully we can get some more answers in the next little bit. All right, buddy, let's call it for today's show. It was nice to just come out here and, you know, just completely react to the breaking news after the Brendan Shanahan press conference. But again, the one thing we do know is this team's moving forward without the captain of the ship. Kyle Dubas has been let go by the Toronto Maple Leafs. They're not renewing his contract. What that means going forward, who will be the new man in charge? Again, answers to questions that we will have to have for you guys in the future. So again, make sure that you are subscribed to the Locked On Leafs podcast for daily Leafs coverage, even throughout the off season. It's all Leafs all the time. Follow us on Twitter at @Mickey_Canuck. Follow Dave at @D_Morrissuti. Follow the show on Twitter as well at Locked On Leafs. Leave a like on this video and comment down below your thoughts on the news of Kyle Dubas out as general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And is there someone who you think might be able to do a good job as next in line? Let us know also down below. We'll be back with another episode for y'all on Tuesday. Enjoy the long weekend. But until then, keep locked right here on Locked On Leafs.